This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The Hong Kong Airport Authority said Wednesday that a judge granted an interim order to limit anti-government protests that crippled one of the world's busiest air hubs for 2 days. The order will limit demonstrations to designated areas. Flights are arriving and departing Hong Kong's international airport Wednesday after clashes between protesters and riot police shut down operations Monday and Tuesday. Demonstrations started 10 weeks ago over proposed legislation that would allow people to be extradited to mainland China for trial. That protest grew into calls for the pro-Beijing city leader Carrie Lam to step down. Lam has suspended the legislation but says she will not resign. The unrest in Hong Kong has gotten the attention of the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, who is calling for an investigation into what she says is the use of banned tactics by Hong Kong police to quell the anti-government demonstrations. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the High Commissioner's office in Geneva.
UN Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet is voicing concern about the escalating violence in Hong Kong and worries about it spiraling out of control. She is urging protesters to express their grievances peacefully and not to resort to violence or the destruction of property. Bachelet, however, is urging Hong Kong authorities to refrain from hard-nosed tactics. Her spokesman, Rupert Colville, says the High Commissioner is alarmed by the methods used by the security forces that are both dangerous and forbidden.
OHHR has reviewed credible evidence of law enforcement officials employing less lethal weapons in ways that are prohibited by international norms and standards.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The Trump administration announced a new policy that would impede immigrants already here in the U.S. from obtaining permanent residency or citizenship if they use public benefits such as food stamps or housing assistance and Medicaid. The new policy would take effect in about 2 months on October 15th. U.S. media companies CBS and Viacom announced their plan to merge and pursue a strategy of growing their presence in the streaming content market and creating programming for both the U.S. and the international markets. Two companies are getting back together after separating back in 2006. Viacom-CBS will still be relatively small compared to some of the largest players in the market, such as Disney, Comcast, and Netflix. Police in Australia seized 766 kilograms of MDMA, the synthetic drug known as ecstasy or Molly, estimated at $60 million. John Wacker, detective superintendent with Queensland Police, say the suspects were planning to transform the drugs into millions of pills.
We believe the drug would have been diluted with other agents, and Queensland health analysts advised the seizure had the potential to make between 6 to 12 million capsules.
Police say the batch seized is the highest purity of the drug MDMA ever recorded in Queensland. Four people have been arrested in connection with the case. U.S. Attorney General William Barr reassigned the warden and ordered two guards placed on leave from the federal prison where billionaire financier Jeffrey Epstein apparently took his own life. The 66-year-old Epstein was awaiting trial on sex trafficking charges involving teenage girls. Federal prosecutors and the FBI say despite Epstein's suicide, their investigation of his alleged criminal activities will continue. Malaysian police say an autopsy is underway on the body of a London teenager who went missing from an Echo resort 10 days ago. Search teams found the body of the young girl near a stream on Tuesday. Police believe the girl, who has learning and physical disabilities, climbed out of the window of their cottage at that resort. They listed her as missing, but said the investigation included possible criminal aspects to this case. And more than 1,000 firefighters are battling wildfires in Greece Wednesday, with the largest burning out of control in an island nature reserve north of Athens, causing four villages and a monastery to be evacuated. Greece is calling in assistance from Croatia and Italy. A total of 56 forest fires broke out around the country during a 24-hour period beginning Monday night into Tuesday. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.
In broadcast, It's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up in one statement.